But he's going to bless you. Isaac, come minister.
Take a move of the Holy Ghost for me to get to sing. But we've had those before, haven't we? I keep talking. When I come down and preach to you, I talk about a fellow that some of you have heard me talk about him, that several years ago we were having a tent meeting in Cleveland. And matter of fact, Donnie was one of the preachers at that camp meeting we were having. And this fellow come around on the back seat of the tent, and he would come. And he'd just kind of sit back there, and he'd sit back there, you know, and he'd come next time, move up a row, next time, move up a row. And finally, the Lord got a hold of him and changed his life. And I tell you a little bit about him. And he's kind of a rough-looking fellow. And I told Lauren, I said, you'll know him when you see him. And I said, there ain't nobody like him. And Joe Lewis has blessed our church. And yes. I go over and to the little, what I call a beer joint, but it's not a beer joint now, it used to be a beer joint. And the thing was built in 1920, and Joe went over and had a vision, had a desire to do something for the Lord and help people that really nobody else wanted to help. And so he started up a little ministry over there, and they somehow, it was just a miracle the way the Lord worked it out for him to get the building. He called me one day and he said, you know, Pastor, I need some help. And I said, what do you need, Joe? And he said, I need you to tell me what to do. And he said, I got to baptize some people, and I don't know what to do. And I said, how many you got to baptize? And he said, 21. And I said, don't ask me. You seem to be doing pretty good. Don't ask me how to win people. I mean, I don't know how to do that stuff. You're doing better than I am. And so he got some help, and he's been doing a tremendous work for the Lord. Now, he used to sing in nightclubs and beer joints and honky-tonks and all that good stuff, but now he's just singing in one honky-tonk, but it ain't really the devil's honky-tonk. It's a honky-tonk for the Lord. And he serves coffee up there and some soft drinks. Matter of fact, I believe one guy came in and wanted a Bud Light or something. He got a light instead of a Bud Light. And he got saved. He thought it was still a beer. Matter of fact, have quite a few, I assume, come in and still think it's a beer joint. When they get in there to hear the music, it's not the same music that it used to be. And people are getting saved. And they're getting delivered. I mean, they're getting delivered. Hallelujah. And so I get to go over there every Sunday afternoon and preach to them. And so I love to do that. And sometimes we have a handful, sometimes we have more. But I don't really care. I'll go anywhere somebody let me come and preach. I'll go preach because I like to preach. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Joe, would you come? This is Joe Lewis. But I want to tell you, he's singing for Jesus. The Lord healed him of lung cancer so that he can sing now.
I will clean. someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it at dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. It was on the old cross Jesus suffered and he died to part. Jesus, then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Oh,
Glory. Glory. My Lord. Get a hold of the cross. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Joe was talking about what he's going to sing. I said, just sing what ministers to you. And he said, the cross ministers to me. I'm here because of the cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise God.
It's not by chance.